Todd Esplund, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
It's great to have you in town, as a matter of fact, and at the helm of the Fort Wayne Youth Theater. How does it feel to be the captain of that adventurous ship?
Well, it's overwhelming. There's a huge history for it, 85 years. I just want to be able to pass it on better than I'm receiving it, and I'm receiving it great. So I really want to develop programs that I think will be beneficial.
Good for you. And since you grew up in Las Vegas, when and how did you get hooked on theater? And when did you know you'd be making it your life's passion turned profession?
I had made friends with kids in the theater department earlier, and then when I was 16, I started doing acting classes at my high school. And it's such a cliche, but I felt like I met my people. I met people that I could relate to and be myself around. And we had a good theater department, and gosh, it's always just been something that I've done. I know this sounds ridiculous, but I've only had two quote-unquote real jobs in my life. One was working at a bookstore, and the other one was managing a comic book store. For the minute I got hooked on theater and I got into theater, it gave me a vehicle that I could have a voice to express myself, and I really appreciated that, and I just kept looking for work in that field, I guess.
And you've kept at it. That's just fantastic. Now, your specialties, circus, masking, larger-than-life movement, where do these fit in your skill set now that you're in the youth theater business?
Well, the place I went to is a place called the Del Arte School of Physical Theater, and I want to use it to help kids learn how to physically express themselves. I also want to use it to just create really engaging theater with and for youth, but also for the public. Like, one of my 5-year goals is I want people to come to youth theater not because they have a kid in the show or they know a kid in the show. I want them to come to youth theater because they want to see the production that we're putting on.
Because it's so darn cool.
Because it's cool, or it does something theatrically interesting, or it pushes what they thought kids are able to do. Kids are smart, man, and I think the stuff that I have in my background, they gravitate to.
And you can just stay being a kid.
Yes, I could just stay being a kid. Well, there's a significant amount of administrative work that I do have to do as the executive director. And no 5-year-old said, when I grow up, I want to be an administrator. So teaching classes, creating shows, doing that kind of work with kids is great for me.
And our city, to be sure.
Oh, thank you.
So you hit the ground running here in July with your own unique background. What have you learned is unique about our youth theater?
Well, it's 85 years old. Significant accomplishment for any community. What I really appreciate about youth theater is their focus on empowering youth. Programs like the Young Heroes of Conscience, which focuses on social justice with youth, I think is huge. It's really about empowering kids through theater to learn about themselves. And if they decide they want to do this as a career, so much the better.
That's a great point. And as you mentioned, the Young Heroes series, you have inherited Fort Wayne playwright Gregory Stieber's talents.
I am.
What are your thoughts on his work?
I love Greg's work. Last year when I was interviewing was during Young Harriet Tubman, and I was really taken with the production. I was taken with the concept of Young Heroes of Justice. I was taken with the fact that it focused so strongly on our community and on members of our community who haven't always been given a voice through theater. And again, it comes back to that thing about Young Heroes of Justice. That program is really fantastic for teaching youth where they have power and where they can activate that power to make a difference in the world around them. It's a wonderful program. It's a wonderful series. Gregory does a fantastic job writing work for youth that is relatable and powerful and inspiring.
And you're already working on his latest play about Helen Keller, After the Miracle.
Yes,
how is that feeling as you're getting ready to produce it?
Working with Gregory has been a dream over the last couple of months. We've been having meetings, talking about what he wants to do with the show, where he wants to take it. I'm not directing it, but my job as the executive artistic director is to be a producer, to help empower Gregory to create the best piece of work, not just through the script and the acting, but through the technical elements, so that it has the most impact on stage. Our conversations have been wonderful about where he wants to take it, and he's really responded to ideas that I've brought out from left field, and the topic is just fantastic.
All in all, yes, it's a win-win-win and
win
situation, as a matter
win.
Of fact. And speaking about wonderful presentations, you've also directed a smashing version of Treasure Island. I think that was your first official duty here. Your own script adaptation, in fact.
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was funny. I moved here in mid-March. April, Leslie had me come and see a thing that we were doing called Let's Show Off that was for preschool kids to come see a show. And I asked her the season, and she told me Treasure Island. And I said, well, who's directing what? And she said, well, what do you want to do? I have a background in stage combat. And I went, well, Treasure Island seems like a no-brainer. And then she said, oh, great, you can write it. And I went, she goes, you've done that, haven't you? And I went, yeah, I've written shows. So yeah, I guess I'm writing Treasure Island. That was actually really, that was a lot of fun. It was good.
What a great attitude you obviously have. But speaking of being in combat and other warfare, it sounds like you had the acid test. You're here and now you have to write something.
Yeah.
And good for you for getting it done. And among the many cool concepts you're bringing to Fort Wayne and have started working on, regional exposure is one of your ideas. It's a grand idea.
Oh, yeah.
Would you briefly tell us what you're thinking and hoping?
Well, frankly, I would love to see youth theater become a leading player in the youth theater scene and youth education in theater. So one of the things that I've had a pretty long background is an organization, a publishing company called Theater Folk Publishing out of Canada, and they create work for the high school, junior high school market that is age appropriate but not pandering or lame. And they're going to publish Treasure Island. And my thought was, we've created this great work, and youth theater does a lot of original work. How can we publicize it so that other kids around the nation are doing this? So that's one aspect, is getting that published internationally. And then looking at, where can we tour? Can we take shows different places? Shakespeare Festival in Louisville, Kentucky has a time where they produce work from other companies. And I know the producing director there. And so I'm going to hit him up and see if we brought down a short Shakespeare, would they highlight it before their main show, which is what sometimes they do.
That's very, very exciting. And I do believe that Stieber's work has been performed other places.
Yeah.
And so that would be kind of a natural, too, that you can go forward with.
Take this great piece about Helen Keller's life after she learned to communicate. Where in the Midwest, heck, where in the nation can we tour that particular message of social justice and youth empowerment can get brought? I'm always trying to look for organizations where we can create a win-win and present this work. And then on top of it, youth theater gets seen in a broader scope. And the most important part is our youth get to have that experience of touring it. That should be the litmus test for the things we do. How is this going to be best educationally for the youth that come to youth theater?
I mean, empowerment all the way around.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. That is awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, so what other Esplandisms can we expect to enjoy one day soon, Todd?
Rigid flexibility. I think rigid flexibility is with the Treasure Island thing. I came in ready to be the executive artistic director. Leslie said, can you write a script? And he was like, well, I've got a plan and I'm able to be flexible with my plan. So that's a really important thing.
And it can take you anywhere you can think to go beyond the sky's the limit.
I hope so.
That's great. In your mind, what's the most important aspect of youth theater, Todd?
Well, that's a huge question. All right, I say this to parents, and I don't want to sound like I'm recreating something, but as adults, often what we want to do is craft a situation for youth so that they can immediately succeed. But we know that when youth are challenged, when they face risk, when something is really on the line for them, that's when they truly learn. And so for youth theater, it's not just about educating kids to go be actors and actresses and that kind of stuff. It's about using theater as a way to challenge kids, have them discover their hidden depths and their hidden strengths. And I know this is a lame buzzword, but to really become self-actualized. And what that means is learning how to navigate the world and make decisions on their own terms and become the people that they want to become. For me, that's a really important goal for youth theater.
It's a noble one. And
thank you.
Kids are savvy.
Kids are super savvy.
And getting savvier, I think. So they get it. Is that a safe assessment?
I think that's very safe to say. And I think if we keep providing them with opportunities that they can learn to grow and become the people that they want to be, that's huge.
Yes, it is huge.
And important. That's the opportunities I've had, and I want to pass them on.
And if you are, we're going to look at how great these kids are. That's the bottom line.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, what's on your short-term list of projects for this coming year besides the things we've talked about?
So we have our storybook tours. One of the things that we're doing, and we still have a couple of opening spots in this, is a 35-minute Midsummer Night's Dream that we're going to be doing in a mixture of Shakespeare's language and modern language. So I'm busy adapting that right now. So that's something we have coming up. We're making all of our final choices for next year's season. We've pretty much kind of had it locked up. We're just making sure that that's what we want to do for next year. We'll be actually announcing that at our opening night party for Pinocchio. So Pinocchio will be coming up for Fairy Tale Fest. And we're really making plans to come out of the gate hard next season.
That's great, because you've come out of the gate quite nicely this season.
Thank you.
It sounds like there's no stopping you.
Well, you know, it's fun work. You know, it's a good way to spend your life.
I am inclined to ask right here, do you love your job?
Yeah. But this is a great job. I mean, it's challenging. You get to work with kids. You get to help them to look at the world in a different way. And come on, I get to go into a room and make stuff up. That's pretty cool.
Well, it sounds like this is one fine fit for you and our community, Todd, and I love it when that happens.
Thank you.
Before we let you get back to the theater, in your mind, directing a company of enthusiastic kids like this in a diverse and creative city like our own, what's the most important difference you can make?
I think helping kids learn what their potential is and the effect that they can have on the world.
Todd Espeland is the new Executive Artistic Director of Fort Wayne Youth Theater. Todd, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today, and best of luck.
Thank you so much. This has been the highlight of my year.